much do you help? Do you think the switch to a 4-3 personnel has helped you guys as a total defense?
You know, I'm not really sure. The coaches felt like that was the best way to get the better guys or the best guys on the field at the same time. So I think that, you know, it's working out in our favor, and we just have to keep moving with our momentum.
What do you remember about that meeting? Did T-Rob or Will come in and say, this is what we're doing? Was it just some kind of throw down the gauntlet statement?
We kind of eased into it as a defense. And then once, I guess, the coaches realized that's what they wanted to do, it was kind of, you know, a constant for us.
For you personally, TJ, was Georgia your best game this year?
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
Just what led into that? What weren't you doing the first five games that you did in that one?
Really, the biggest thing was just preparation and just going out there with a chip on our shoulder, or especially for me, just going out there wanting to be the best each snap.
Play like that. Is that some confirmation that you were doing some things right and now you got results to go with that, as opposed to when you were losing games and maybe still making some plays and doing things? How important was it to win this past week to confirmation?
Yeah, for us, just playing all four quarters and understanding the execution side of things and how that plays in the games. And at the end of the day, we ended up with a win because of our effort and the way that we prepared and everything, and just executing on the things that we've worked on.
TJ, you're a hometown guy. How have the last couple of days been around town, and how do you keep the excitement and it from, you know, denting your focus this week?
You know, we had 24 hours to enjoy the win, but just around town, you know, there's a lot of excitement and things. It was a big win and everything, but for us in here, you know, we're focused on Florida this week and getting back and getting ready to keep the momentum going and go out there and play some good ball.
TJ, how do you personally move on from a big win like that?
Like I said, you get, you know, a day. In our case, we had a little bit more than a day, but, you know, you enjoy it and you get to reflect on it a little bit. But, you know, the season isn't over with. That was one game, and, you know, we have to keep finishing and keep playing for the rest of the year.
As a senior leader, how do you make sure that other guys have that same mindset?
You just let the guys know, like, yeah, it was a good win, and you can't dwell on the past. You have to focus on the next game and the future, and you know, you can't be too high off of your highs and everything. So, I think as a message, just from the seniors and on down, guys understand that we need to go into the rest of this week and prepare for the game that we have coming up.
How well is your defensive line playing right now, and how big of an impact is that on the success of the linebackers?
Those guys are playing lights out. They're physical, striking up front, setting the line of scrimmage, and they're being very disruptive. And it makes playing linebacker a lot easier when those guys are getting push up front and making things happen.
TJ, Florida likes to rotate two quarterbacks kind of in and out. How difficult does that make to prepare for them?
You just understand, you know, what their guys like to do, and when whichever one comes in, what to expect and things like that. But just through watching film and stuff throughout the week, we'll have a good feel about that. And, you know, I think T-Rob will make the right calls and things like that. So I don't think that's a big issue for us.
Does it help that you guys have really gone against three QBs in practice yourselves this year?
Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, you kind of understand that offenses normally have a little shake-up or something to mix things up. And, you know, you get used to seeing different guys.
I know you guys can't hit him, but how was Ryan looking today as you pursued him?
He was limited, you know, but he was out there and everything's looking good. I'm sure he'll be ready to go.
TJ, from a reading recognition standpoint, it seems like y'all are playing faster on defense here lately the last two games. Is that accurate? What's brought that on?
Really just confidence in everything and trusting each other, playing together as a defense, and, you know, playing off of each other. And that's the biggest thing, really just executing and understanding what the next person's going to do.
What do you remember about Florida's defensive scheme last year, or offensive scheme last year?
They got us with a couple scheme things. They outnumbered us on the edge and
in the run game.
Got a lot of things off the edge and stuff. But that was the biggest thing. I think that we'll make the right adjustments for that.
Do you remember if you played more 4-3 or nickel in that game?
I think we played a lot more nickel. That game.
This year you've sort of gone back to a 4-3 as more of your base, or in the last few games, do you think that'll have an impact?
I'm sure. Like I don't go into that much, but I figured with the stuff that we've worked on today and everything, that the coaches have a good plan going into this game. And you know, we know the things that they beat us on last year, so we're trying not to let last year beat us this year too. And you know, we'll watch the film from this year and see what they have new, and we'll make the adjustments and play off of that.
Who's scouting the quarterback this week? I guess, are you rotating two guys in, preparing for two different quarterbacks to scout team?
Not really.
You ever put a running back in there? Quarterback for more mobile guys? I think Ernest said something about that.
Yeah, sometimes. It just depends on, you know, who it is.
TJ Donnell used the word anxious sometimes when you have to play maybe a night game because you're sitting around the hotel all day. Being able to play a noon game, do you think that's actually beneficial for this team? Because it feels like you guys do play a little bit looser.
You know, we practice in the mornings, so you know, a lot of guys practice in the afternoon, so it takes them a little bit to wake up and get ready for a noon game. But I mean, I don't think it really matters for us. Just the fact that, you know, at least with the hotels and stuff, you don't have to hang around the hotel all day compared to a night game. But noon game, night game, it doesn't really matter. Like,
does your routine personally change at all, though? How do you try to fill it compared to if you're just playing at noon?
I'd have to say, like, the noon games, you definitely have to, you know, get up a little bit earlier and start faster and move faster just because the game's right there. But besides that, the actual things that I do don't really change much.
Have you spent much time with Marcus Lattimore during your career here?
Yeah, I talked to him. Talked to him a lot.
He's going into the Hall of Fame Thursday. What's something that you've learned for him or from him, or what kind of impacts he had on you as a person and as a player?
I think the biggest thing that I've gotten from him is resiliency. You know, life isn't fair. It's just all about how you react and how you respond to things, and just how you just like adversity reveals a man to himself. And I think that he's one of those guys that you can sit there and really, really understand what that means. And, you know, he's always come in here with a positive attitude and tried to help guys, you know, further themselves as people and stuff. And, you know, he's been a big help to me and to the program and everything.
As a local kid, did you get a chance to watch him when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Was he somebody you looked up to the way he played?
Yeah, I mean, he was a beast on the field for sure, but you know, you always hear about him off the field, what type of person he was. And I got to meet him one time after a game. But, you know, he's always been a pretty genuine guy and, you know, someone who's always just been a positive influence.
TJ, when the defense is playing fast, how does it help you? Is it big plays, better tackling? What's the result of y'all playing faster?
Just playing fast. I mean, the biggest thing that I can say is that you don't think as much. You know, you get you read your keys and everything, and you make a decision, you pull the pin. And I think that helps us a lot because, you know, not only do we make more plays, but we get off the field. And that's the big thing for us, getting off the field on third down. So,
did anything change from a play calling standpoint or a scheme when y'all started playing a little bit faster, or was it more just y'all playing your assignments better?
Just playing our assignments better, understanding the details of our assignments and things like that.
TJ, sorry, can I ask that? Do you feel like you're playing the best ball of your career at this point?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you feel has kind of gone into that and kind of locked you in these last few weeks?
Just experience over the past couple of years. But, you know, everyone's playing hard, and they're making it a lot easier for me to make plays, and all I have to do is execute on those things. But, you know, guys are flying around and, you know, making it easier for me to do my job. So
how much of a relief is it when the tackling comes together kind of the way it has after the way this season kind of started?
I mean, it's huge. You see just the difference between, you know, missing a couple tackles and making those couple tackles. You get off the field and you stop big drives from happening. And it's a lot better as playing as a defense. Like, it turns out a lot better for you.
What has it been like watching Sherrod's resilience in the fact that, you know, he was a starter last year, it was kind of up and down, he loses a starting spot, but to kind of be able to come back the way he has, fill in the role he has?
I mean, he's a fighter. Like, I don't think that's ever been a question. He's a guy who's going to come out and, you know, give it 110%, and he's always going to find a way. So it wasn't really a surprise for me, or I don't think it was a surprise for anyone else in that room, in the LB room. But, you know, he's just come out and he's proven himself and he's been consistent. And, you know, we're just waiting for him to just keep playing and elevating his game and everything. He's doing a great job so far.
What's it been like for you and your teammates, you know, just going from a couple of weeks ago, people were ready to write off your season, and now you guys beat Georgia?
I mean, it's just outside noise. Like, at the end of the day, people don't really know what we have going on in the building, what goes on in between these walls. So, I mean, I'm sure people did write us off, and I'm sure they're still writing us off. But we're just going to focus on what we can do and keep going out week by week and putting our best ball on tape.
There were some catapult numbers released yesterday about you guys being in the 90th percentile in the fourth quarter and in overtime in terms of team speed. Talk about your condition. What does that say about the conditioning of this team in the fourth quarter and overtime against a team like that?
Coach Dillman and his staff, I think we did a really good job throughout the summer going into fall camp of being conditioned, well conditioned, and just being mentally tough. And we know that we're going to have to play four quarters when we play guys. So going into the fourth quarter and still being strong mentally and physically, I think that stems from the workouts during the summer and just how we practice during fall camp.
Thank you.